Danielle Jablonski is here to talk about the Klexicon convention that takes place in Las Vegas, April 5th through April 9th, and give us her spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Tell us about the Klexicon convention that's taking place.
So Klexicon is a media and entertainment convention for LGBTQ women and allies. You can think of it like a Comic-Con, but specifically for queer women. So it's 5 days of panels with celebrity guests, with film and TV creators. We have a three-day film festival of the best of LGBTQ films, comedy events, parties. We have a bunch of podcasters coming in. Basically anything you can think of that's around LGBTQ media, we'll have it at this event.
How did you become involved?
I actually became involved through social media. One of our team members, the original organizer, put it out on Twitter that she wanted to create an event celebrating characters around one specific show on TV. The show is called The 100, and it was a classic case of bury your gay trope where one of the queer characters on that show was killed off in a really stupid way. And she wanted to do something positive around that for fans who were really upset. And a couple of others of us got wind that this was happening. We jumped on board. And together we kind of blew up the event into something that was about representation for our community across media. Representation for LGBTQ women specifically has been particularly bad. In 2016, when we started the idea for this event, there was a period where every single week on TV, a queer female character was killed. Some weeks it was two queer female characters were killed. So it was a really bad year for our representation on TV. So we decided to make the event something that could not only bring together fans to talk about TV and film in a safe, positive space, but also bring together creators to talk about why is it this way, what can we do to make it better, how do we support LGBTQ women who are already creating content, and how do we educate allies in the industry to do a better job too. So we're all came together through social media, and because of that, our team is actually really widespread. We're based around the US and the UK, so we have social media to thank for that.
What would you like to accomplish with this convention?
Well, our main goal is to be a force for improving representation for LGBTQ women in TV, film, comics, books, across media. We want to be part of that process that is educating a new breed of queer women who are getting into the industry. We want to be educating people who are already in the industry and supporting queer creators.
What kind of attendance did you have last year, and what are you expecting this year?
Last year, we had around 2,200 people from 43 countries and 41 states, which we were super happy about for our first ever event. This year, we're on track for over 3,500 people, also from all over the world and the country. So we're not quite doubling, but pretty close for our second year. So super exciting.
What is your personal commitment to LGBTQ equality?
I believe that we all need to stand up and take action in whatever way that we're able to in our own personal lives. For me, LGBTQ equality is something that I've always been passionate about. I actually started a nonprofit LGBTQ sports organization years ago, which I ran for 5 years and is still going strong. And so when this opportunity came up to get involved in something that combines issues around LGBTQ equality in media, which is also something I'm passionate about, it was just a no-brainer for me to jump in and do everything I can to talk about this issue, educate around it, and do what we can to make it better.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in this Trump administration?
It's hard to see a lot of movement within the Trump administration itself, but what I'm hopeful about, just seeing so many members of our community getting active for the first time and seeing that we do need to stand up and speak up and be very active to make change and to be able to have, in some cases, basic human rights. So I think in that sense, it's hopeful that for the future, we will have more and more people involved and more people actively pushing for our rights. So while I don't see a lot of good coming out of this administration, I do see good coming out of the future and our community coming together.
With LGBTQ teens already 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids, especially these days?
I think to keep hope and to look for community. I know it can be really hard. I struggled as a teen too, coming out. I think today with social media, it's much easier to find people. And we're out there and we want to support you. We want to make life safe for you. So reach out when you can and stay strong.
How can people get information about the Klexicon?
All of our information is on our website at www.klexicon.com. We also have a really big social media presence, so there's a lot of information on our Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, and Instagram pages. So just search for Klexicon, that's Klexacon, and you'll get all the information you could possibly want.
What other projects are you working on?
So we're getting really close to our main event in Las Vegas that's happening in April, so we're kind of crazy with that, but we're also planning our first international pop-up event in London, which will be happening in November, so we're super excited about that. And we're also working on some events in Hawaii for later in the year. So one thing that we're really excited about doing generally is being able to take the mission of Klexicon and take it to people who can't necessarily afford to come to Las Vegas. So we're really excited to do more international events and more events around the country in the future.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Yeah, we like to be asked whether this is all fun or if there's also some serious aspect. And we like to talk about the charities that we partner with. This year, we're working with the True Colors Fund, and we have a big charity event on the Saturday night with a portion of those proceeds going directly to the True Colors Fund and supporting groups that are trying to help homeless LGBTQ youth.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I'm not so much of a quote person, but just the idea of not giving up, pushing through, and even when things feel overwhelming and hopeless, there is light at the end of the tunnel, and there are great things waiting. Even when there are 5,000 things that have to happen today that I'm not going to necessarily be able to do, I know that it's all going to be okay, that I have a great team, and that things are all going to work out in the end.